is God's way of showing us that He is light. The first thing that He created was light. Let there be light, and there was light. Right? And from the very beginning, well, people who are wicked, evil, people who are sinners are always associated with darkness. And when Jesus Christ comes, He becomes the light of this world. That's why I really like Christmas. With all the lights, I love America. They can waste all the electricity in all those Christmas lights, you know. But I really praise God for the lights. And there's no Christmas lights in Thailand. There's no Christmas lights in Vietnam. Not in North Korea. Nor in Indonesia. But you go to the Philippines, it's brightly shining with all those lights. And it is Christmas lights. And today I will be sharing to you the reason why we are celebrating that light. Advent. Advent is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ for the first time 2,000 years ago. Well, I enjoyed my class with Pastor Litley, particularly Revelations. Well, he taught me a lot of new things about Revelations. And it changed my perspective of Jesus Christ. But you know what? Christmas, the Christmas that we are talking about today is the past. Many, many, many years ago, the Jews were expecting a Messiah to come to the nation to deliver them from the bondage, the Roman bondage. They were expecting a general, a soldier, mighty soldier to deliver them. But God became man. Babies become kings, but this king became a baby and was born in Bethlehem. Now, 700 years before He was born, He was prophesied to be born. Well, we doctors, we try to calculate the estimated delivery of a baby. So when you go to a doctor and you are heavy with a child, and you would tell the doctor, my menstruation was this and that, and they would calculate the day the baby would come out of your womb. And that is what we call estimated day of delivery. Now, Jesus was predicted to be born. Even before He was conceived, His birth was already announced by the angel. 700 years before He was born, His coming was predicted. Indeed, He came. It is a historical fact that Jesus came. It is a historical fact that Jesus was born and lived and died and rose again and ascended up to heaven. But there is one thing more that He is going to do. He is coming back again. And that also is being prophesied today. He is definitely coming back. Are you expecting Him? Yes. Are you excited? But before we go to that, let's open our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 9. If you have your Bibles with you, Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9 in verse number 6. This is a very, very familiar passage. Most of you probably, can you actually see me with this? You know, I'm having problem with Americans' sizes. Well, can you hear me when I move like that? Okay. All right. 9 verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Let's pray. Dear God, we pray that you bless our message. Allow your servant to be the vessel by which your message will be delivered, and allow us to find practical applications to our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, these words of Isaiah were written when Israel was in its darkest spiritual condition. You know that the nation of Israel was a divided kingdom during these times. The northern kingdom is composed of the 10 tribes of the north. They're called Israel. Okay? And the southern kingdom, Judah and Benjamin, that's the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom was conquered first by the Assyrians. The Assyrian is the world power during that time. It is the strongest, probably it is militarily strong, it is economically strong, it is politically strong enough to be able to conquer the nation of Israel. It became strong because God allowed it to be strong to judge his nation, his disobedient nation. In fact, God pronounced judgment through Isaiah. And the northern kingdom were ruled by a series of kings. But they were wicked kings, kings who did not fear God, wicked, idolatrous, and God judged them. God allowed a foreign nation to invade the country and destroyed the northern kingdom. Eventually, the southern kingdom followed suit. It was also destroyed and was brought to Assyria. Later on, the Persians came, and the northern kingdom vanished, but the southern kingdom came back. Israel and the rest of those, Zerubbabel, they started ministering to the people, built the temple, and Nehemiah built the wall, right? Okay, now Isaiah is a prophet to the north. The north, and this is his message. For unto us, us means us, Israel, the northern kingdom. For unto us a child is born. Well, it also is for unto us today. A child is born. This actually was fulfilled in the New Testament. In the Christmas story. So the Christmas story is recorded in Matthew chapter 2, Luke chapter 2, Philippians chapter 2, Hebrews chapter 2, and Titus chapter 2. The key word is chapter 2. Well, but the coming of that Savior was predicted, prophesied by Isaiah, and he said, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And then followed some names, titles, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Whenever I memorize, I would also memorize the the punctuation mark. For unto us a child is born, comma. Unto us a son is given, colon. Well, if you reach the that part, and his name shall be called Wonderful, comma, Counselor, comma. But I would combine both words into a Wonderful Counselor. So the names of Jesus are the following: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Well, what are those names for? Well, today, those four titles bring encouragement. It will bring strength and hope for us today. Well, let's study it one by one. First, Wonderful Counselor. Wonderful means extraordinary, beyond understanding, miraculous. Counselor means one who guides, one who directs, one who gives wisdom. Well, Jesus is our perfect guide for our lives. The world is full of confusion. Do you agree? Today, our young people are confused of the many wrong advice, conflicting voices. Whenever we see patients, people, before they come to us, they would already be consulting the internet. Before they come to us, they would be complaining of headache. But they would try to look at the internet, headache. Then they would come to us, doctor, I have cancer. And then they're confused. Then we would try to diagnose them, and they would tell us things that they feel that are not really true. They're confusing. Today, the world is so confused. In fact, young people today could not count the number of genders there are. Male and female, and you know that? LGBTQRSD. And a lot of confusion today. But you see, we need a counselor. Well, we went to New York, and we were riding a cruise ship through around Manhattan Island, and we saw a big, big building. They call it a mental institution, the largest in America. In fact, the largest in the world. They have the most number of mental patients in the world. Thousands of them. What do they need? This world says they need therapy. They're confused. They are confused of where they are going. They are confused of their feelings. They are confused of who they are. They need a counselor. And there is a counselor that is perfect guide for our lives. His wisdom never fails. His counsel is always right. His guidance is always perfect. His plan for you and me will always be good. Are you facing decisions in life? Confusion? Well, even today, getting married is a very confusing thing. In the Philippines, we don't have divorce. If you marry a Filipina or a Filipino, that's for keeps. Don't be confused. You will be spending the rest of your life with the person. Now, here in America, you can have a choice. Let's marry, then let's get divorced next week. Well, you're confused. You need a savior because you need a counselor with wisdom from above. Well, Our enemy sows confusion, but we have God. That's why James in chapter 1, verse 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, because he is a wonderful counselor. The best thing that you can do is allow Jesus to come to your heart and make him your counselor. The next is mighty God. Well, when we are in the medical missions, we meet a lot of people. Well, last year alone, we were able to treat more than 5,000 people. Last year and this year, 5,000 people. And that's not easy. Most of them need wisdom. They need to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why today, it's not just intellectual, but more of a relationship with a counselor. Next is a mighty God. This child that was born is, he's in the flesh. He's mighty God. Mighty means warrior. Warrior God. Mighty God. One who conquers. One who fights for you. How about that? Well, he's mighty because he can save. Well, I was talking to a person this morning, and I was telling him, you know what? Jesus can save. No matter who you are. Well, because he never fails. Well, I don't want to waste my life. That's what I learned from my disciple. I don't want to waste my life. And the only way by which I am assured that my life is not wasted is to spend it doing the will of God. Because God never fails. You know why he never fails? He's a mighty God. Just imagine the omnipotent God doing ministry, and you are doing ministry with him. He'll never fail. Because he will never, ever fail. That's why missions will never fail. The assurance that our mission will be successful is founded on the fact that he is a mighty God. Yes, people are enslaved. People are cruel. But God can conquer. God is mighty to save. God is also mighty to heal. God is also mighty to deliver. And mighty to strengthen us. Do you understand the way I speak? Okay, good. So, we may be facing fear or sickness. Well, a friend of mine, he was a strong man. Then cancer came. And he was scared. Scared to death. But I reminded him, God never fails. Even when we are failing, God never fails. He is conqueror. Sometimes our Savior is not weak. We are weak, but our Savior is not. He is a mighty God, and he never lost a battle. And when we are with God, we will never be lost. Amen? Amen. And of course, missions is the God is passionate about this, making his name known to all the world. That's what Christmas actually is all about, making the name of the Lord Jesus known throughout the world. And He will never fail. Well, a person asked me, when will the end of the world come? The end of the world will not come because of a nuclear holocaust. The Bible is clear about this. God's word will be preached to all the nations as a testimony. Then the end will come. You know what will bring the earth to stop or end? The preaching of the word of God. Well, and that's what missions is all about. There's missions today because there are areas where Christ is not worshipped, where Christ is not loved, where Christ is not obeyed, where Christ is not believed, Christ is not adored. God is passionate about His name being known throughout the nations. This is all about Him and His name, and this word shall be preached. And if you want your life to count, join the activity of God, making His name known. He is a wonderful counselor. He is the mighty God. He will never fail. Never. And He is the everlasting Father. Well, He has the character of a caring father. Well, a father never abandons, right? He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. A father protects. A father provides. A father loves without limits. Earthly fathers fail, but Jesus never fails. His love is eternal. His compassion is unchanging. He cares for you more than you know. Sometimes we feel alone, forgotten. But remember, we have an eternal, everlasting Father. His arms are always open. And lastly, He's the Prince of Peace. In a world of conflict today, you know conflicts. Russia, Israel, Sudan, China. The world is in turmoil, anxiety, fear. Well, in the Philippines, we have a lot of people are displaced because of war. The southern part of our country is called Mindanao. There's no peace in Mindanao. Well, some time ago in 2017, a group of ISIS, you know ISIS, right? These are Al-Qaeda radicalized Muslims. They invaded a city in Mindanao. The president of the Philippines ordered everybody to get out of the city. And he bombed the city flat. 2017. But the people were displaced. They were brought to evacuation centers. But you know, that is a blessing. Marawi City is not an open city. No evangelist can go there and preach the gospel openly and leave. Yet, that particular event brought the people to the evacuation center. And the first responders, after several weeks, they are getting sick and hungry and thirsty. And the churches, Christian churches, responded by sending in medical missions. Every day we would treat people, Muslims, they listen, we give counsel, we show the Jesus film, we sing songs, and they listen, and they have no choice but listen to the gospel. Even in times of war, God never fails. Because God is mighty. Well, when Jesus Christ was crucified, he was crucified by wicked people. The gospel that we are proclaiming today happened because it was performed by non-believers. The Romans were not believers. Pilate was not a believer. The Sadducees, the Pharisees were not believers. And the Jews shouted, "Crucify him!" They thought they were defeating God. But by doing so, they were doing the will of God. And we have the gospel today, amen? Because even the wicked people cannot win against God. Not even Satan. He thought by killing the Son of God that God would be defeated, but Jesus won the victory for our sins. He was crucified. His coming was a miracle, but his message was a miracle also. It produces something among us. Purchased forgiveness. Took away the wrath of God away from us. And Jesus gave us life and forgiveness and reconciled us back to God. And he is called the Prince of Peace because he gave us peace with God. Today, people are fighting in war. Israel has always been in war. And as long as this life continues, people will always be at war against each other. But there will come a time when God will usher in peace, not only between him and us, but also among us, between people, but also the nature. Well, when my wife wanted to say snow, she thought it was enjoyable. It was at first. Well, she really enjoyed it for the first 30 minutes. Really. Then after 2 hours, she started, you know, feeling the cold. And, well, the cold weather is not friendly. It could kill you, actually. It's not peaceful. But there will come a time, even the wild animals will be at peace with us. Amen? Because God is a Prince of Peace. And that's the message of Christmas. And that's the message of the missions. Once we go there, we make known the name of the Son of God. Because that is his passion, to make his name known. Nothing else. We are not the center of everything. It is God and God alone. In heaven, we will not be the center of worship. We will not be. Only one person, God, will be the center of everything. He will never fail. And today, the best thing that a man can do is to have a relationship with this God. And the best thing that we could do today is to help people know him more. We are praying that you can be partners with us in the medical mission. Do pray that we can reach more areas where the gospel is closed, but medical missions can open doors. Sometime ago, my wife went to Vietnam, and from the mainland, they took a boat and went to an island in Vietnam, where they were arrested by some soldiers, communist soldiers. And she was texting me and saying goodbye. So, saying to me, this might be the last message you will hear from me, because we are being arrested and we are being brought to the prison. I was scared. How will I be able to find my wife and rescue her? I was really scared. But you know, they were doing medical missions at that time. But in Vietnam, there are local believers too. The local believers volunteered to go to prison instead of the medical missionaries. So, middle of the night, they escape. So the local believers, they took a boat and placed all the missionaries on board the boat, and they were they escaped to the mainland and went to Cambodia the next day. But the local Christians, they were arrested. They were arrested. I don't know what happened to them. But there's one thing. They loved the Lord and are willing to do anything to make His name known. It's not always convenient to make His name known. It has never been convenient to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even to the very end, sharing Christ is dangerous. But our prayer is this, that we will be boldly doing it, because we know God never fails. And we pray that you would be our prayer partner in the ministry of medical missions. And somehow, if you could also consider our ministry as part of your ministry here in Bible Baptist Church. Thank you very much, and happy anniversary. God bless you all.